This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Federal judges in Eugene, Oregon and Yakima, Washington are now imposing nationwide injunctions against cutting Planned Parenthood Title X funding. The abortion giant's mix of abortion with other family planning activities ignores a 30-year-old federal rule keeping that lethal mix separate. To be fair, abortion-friendly plaintiffs in the suit are correct in saying that abortion and family planning are well suited for each other, perhaps even inseparable. Courts are siding with French hospital plans to dehydrate and starve Vincent Lambert against his parents' wishes. Lambert breathes and still tries to talk with parents, but his wife thinks he should die. And Canada kills over 3,000 patients annually by medical aid in dying. Efforts are underway to expand the practice to weak children and other disabled persons. This is Life News Radio. Abortion is called an intrinsic ill because, unlike many other issues, there is no way to make the direct killing of the most innocent right or moral. It's why there is so much to learn about defending human life in the context of today's acceptance of illicit sex and our willingness to cover up its consequences. Each day, dozens of stories at lifenews.com not only give you the news you need, but the ability to respond well to a culture of death. Visit lifenews.com today. Anglican leaders are joining other pastors in Jamaica and are beginning to embrace the idea of legalizing abortion in the predominantly black Commonwealth nation. A related op-ed at lifenews.com offers the well-published strategies of Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger. She admitted that her racist plan to decimate black populations would best move forward by getting black religious leaders to embrace her eugenic ideals. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.